Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment of Reflections on Shabbos. Rav Shimshon Pinkus has a very interesting essay about Shabbos, and he points out a very seemingly technical point, but he makes a very large concept, he builds a very large concept from it, which is that when the Torah talks about Shabbos, the general rule is it refers to Shabbos as Yom HaShabbos, the day of Shabbos. Now that's very interesting because there are definitely times in the Torah where when the Torah uses the term Yom, day, we learn out day as opposed to night. And so to specifically talk about Uviyom HaShabbos, on the day of Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos, it's actually a little bit strange because it connotes, if you really take it literally, that maybe Shabbos begins at sunrise or something, or dawn. And of course, that's not the case. Shabbos begins from Friday night. Just as an example, we would say that there's not a Torah mitzvah to do lulav and esrog at night, the first night of Sukkot. We would say there's a Torah mitzvah to do lulav and esrog the first day of Sukkot. Why? Because the Torah, when it introduces the mitzvah of lulav and esrog on Sukkot, says vayom harishon. L'kachtem lachem vayom harishon, on the first day. So it's only during the daytime. So if that's how we view the usage of the word day in the Torah, why is Shabbos generally referred to as Uviyom HaShabbos? And Rav Pinkus says that there's a point here that we should view the entirety of Shabbos as daytime. Not that Shabbos begins at 6 o'clock in the morning and not 6 o'clock in the evening. No, of course it begins at 6 o'clock in the evening. But even at 6 o'clock in the evening, we should view Shabbos as being a continuous day, a continuous source of light, a continuous source of clarity for us. He has a beautiful, beautiful set of analogies, and he says as follows. If a person wants to really find the Torah, wants to really grasp the Torah, grasp the beauty of the Torah, there's a day on the calendar that is the day for that. That's Shavuos. Shavuos is the holiday that we celebrate the giving of the Torah. If you want to connect and appreciate the Torah, try to find that feeling on Shavuos. If a person wants to connect to a sense of joy in his or her service of God, there's a day on the calendar, there's a holiday on the calendar that's all about joy and service of God. That's Sukkot. Let's say a person just wants to find God, a person wants to have greater clarity about God in their life. Says Rav Pinkus, the time to do that is Shabbos. Fits in very well with what we were discussing yesterday, the idea from Rav Chaim Friedlander about having greater reflection. Rav Pinkus says that Shabbos is about having that light of clarity for an entire 25-hour period. Now, he reflects further on this idea. When we want to connect to God through prayer, so if there's something that we really, really need, how do we daven for it? We're talking to God, we're focused in prayer, and now we're going to express our need during the tefillah. And we really want to emotionally get there. So Rav Pinkus says, a lot of people think that what you're supposed to do is speak with great passion in the davening about how much you need this thing. Hashem, it's not just that I want the raise at work, it's that I really need the raise at work. That's what'll help me pay for my kids' tuition. That's what'll help me do this important mitzvah. Let me elaborate on why it's so important for me to have that raise at work. Pinkus says that is not the way to ask. And he says, you don't have to take his word for it. Think about it. If you were beseeching a wealthy person for a donation, you were soliciting them for money, how would you do it? You would go and you would say, I need the money. They would say, as many times philanthropists are compelled to say, I know you need the money. I've given out so much money already today, I can't afford to give you that kind of money. If I gave you that kind of money, then every person who came to me, I would have to give them a similar amount of money. I can't afford it. So what are you going to do? You're just going to say again, no, I really need the money? They know that you really need the money. They can't afford it. They don't have enough. So what you're going to do is you're going to try to explain to them why your relationship with them is unique. We go back so far. You've made donations to me before, and you've always been glad. You've always felt the money was well spent. you're going to try to point out the depth in the relationship. So Rav Pinchas says, if we want to daven deeper for something, it's not that we need to talk more about why we need the thing. It's that we need to understand and reflect more about how much we need God, how much we benefit from God, how much everything we have is from God, and therefore that's why we really need his help here too. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but the basic idea that he's going towards is since Shabbos is a day of light, it's the day to gain that greater understanding of what we benefit from God, and it greater deepens our relationship with him. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.